You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and that's the show that you've chosen to listen to. We think of ourselves as the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and we have a great show for you this evening. We've got Virginia Farver with updates on the 5G, should I say poison? I'm not sure what the right adjective is, but the 5G menace that's infiltrating our communities and posing major health risks to all of us. Hour number two, we're going to be joined by Paul Preston. You've heard now there's a proposal to make California into three states, and we're going to unravel all of that in hour number two with Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio. And in hour number three, we're going to go off the beaten path, and we're going to talk to Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA, and he's going to talk about the birth of transhumanism and his NSA training that told him that the human soul was the prize for the bad guys. And since they couldn't unlock the human soul, transhumanism was invented. We'll go down that path, and Vance is someone who believes with his NSA contacts that we've had some contact out there with people who aren't from our neighborhood. And we're going to explore that. That's something we haven't really looked into much here on the Common Sense Show. I think you'll find it fascinating. Anyway, the Common Sense Show is brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. I just absolutely love what Steve does for our nation. He is converting soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. And if the economy ever collapses, if you have gold and silver, you'll get down on your knees and thank Steve Quayle if he was the one that converted you. Anyway, Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. No pressure whatsoever. Give him a call at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. Fantastic, fantastic opportunity there. We're also brought to you by, I just absolutely love talking about this because I think we are saving lives if we ever have a catastrophe. PrepareWithDave.com. We were selling storable food for years at 6 month to 2 year intervals, and people said, Dave, I can't afford that much at one time. So I went back to the manufacturer. I said, can we change that? And they said, absolutely. What would you like? And I said, how about 4 weeks? FEMA says we're our own first line of defense. So they said, 4 weeks we can do, Dave. We'll charge $250. I said, no, 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 no. Let's get that down even lower. And they said, okay, what would you like? I said, how about $99? And they said, we can do it as long as the sales keep up. Well, the sales have more than kept up. They're having trouble keeping up. Storable food, 25-year shelf life. It's the best deal in America. No glyphosates, no GMOs, restaurant quality. All you have to do, you don't even need a coupon code, but all you have to do is go to the URL and type in preparewithdave.com. Don't be the person that has to go to the FEMA camp to get fed when we go to martial law. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. We're helping you with the food. Preparewithdave.com. And finally, wanted to mention to everybody, I'm going to be at Steve Quayle's conference in September. Conference on transhumanism with some of the top people in the world attending this conference with international speakers. I can't wait. Steve said, Dave, I'd like you to cover it as a member of the media. And I said, I would be honored. And so I'll be there and I look forward to meeting all of you. I hope that you can come too. But I got a caveat. This conference is 90% sold out. You can't let the grass grow under your feet. So what you're going to have to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the ad there that you'll see for the conference, September 14th to the 16th, and you'll go right to the registration page And I'll tell you, it's very cost affordable, and there's going to be all kinds of notables there. And a lot of my friends are attending, too, just as being members of the audience, people like Sheila Zielinski and Doug and Joe Hagman. It's going to be a fantastic gathering of people, and I hope you'll be there, too, because I want to meet all of you. Anyway, go to the website, click on the conference link, and we'll see you in September. Well, our first hour guest is someone who is very familiar to our listening audience. And I first met Virginia when we went through the Stacey Lynn debacle. This poor lady who had a beautiful child named Jaden had her kid stolen from her for the powers that be. And we won't get into that story tonight so much. But all she was doing was standing up for her community against the Agenda 21 invasion of Fort Collins, Colorado, what I started to call the People's Republic of Larimer County. And I met Virginia Farver as a result of that association. And little did I know that she was an expert in her own right on 5G. And there keeps coming out with more and more bad stuff about 5G. And I asked Virginia, I said, Virginia, I'm seeing a whole lot out there that I didn't see before. Can you come on the show and talk about it? So here she is from Fort Collins, Colorado, Virginia Farver. Virginia, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us this evening.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Let's get right down to it. 5G took your son, tragically, and it's going to take a lot of sons in this country. This is going to do a lot of damage. What are we finding out now that we didn't know, say, a year ago about the danger of cell phones, Wi-Fi, and cell towers?
Well, Dave, just recently the NTP study, the National Toxicology Program study, was released, and also the, I hope I pronounced it right, the Ramazzini study, and that is cell phones and animal study. It's one of the largest studies that they've ever had. And both came to the same conclusion that wireless radiation is a carcinogen. So, and they can reclassify it to a class one carcinogen, the same as benzene and asbestos. And this is why I'm so concerned now about this 5G. And if most of your audience probably is very aware of it, but it's 5G is for the Internet of Things. They want to run hundreds of billions of devices and give them speed to transmit data. And these speeds will be 10 to 100 times faster than the normal technology that we already have out. And so in this process, they are going to deploy over 800,000 antennas in the United States if we don't get this stopped. And these cell towers that are involved in it, they're called MIMO. They're multiple input, multiple output cell towers. And they will be smaller base stations, but they'll have a 100-meter range. And the reason that they want to go with these small cell antennas, they want to put them every 2 to 10 homes, so we need to be very, very concerned about this.
Where are they going to put these? Physically, how will they locate them in neighborhoods?
I have literally been told if they cannot find a pole to put them on, they will make a pole to put them on. They will put these on anything they can find, light poles, fence posts, whatever they can find, and they will do it.
Well, here's where I have a problem, and we should have stood our ground back in the 80s when they put in cable. Do you remember, Virginia, when the cable companies came in and said, we're digging up your yard and there's not a darn thing you can do about it? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they laid cable into our homes, and I wasn't as aware then as I am now, or as feisty as I am now. I'm a cantankerous old person now, but today, I would meet them with a shotgun at my property, and I'd say, you're not coming on here. And Virginia, here's the problem I have with it. If they're using your property for their business, they have to pay you. It's a form of eminent domain. It's called inverse condemnation. How do they get away with this?
I was asking the same thing with the transmissions with the smart meters. I said they created their own telecommunications network. The utilities have done this, and that's been a big question that I've had. Is anybody who's had any kind of cell equipment on their property, you get compensated for it, and very well compensated for it, and you should be, because these things are very dangerous.
Because they're going to kill the person. I mean, they're getting compensated so they can buy their own casket with a burial plot.
Correct, or pay for cancer treatments. That's basically what you've sold your soul, and the money's just not worth it.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I'm telling you, Virginia, I'm not letting them come on my property. And well, first of all, I come from a group of hardcore activists out here where I live, northwest of Phoenix, out in the rural desert, because we had to fight against John McCain and the bankers who wanted to boot us off our land with no compensation. There were over 300 families that were affected by this, and we said no and hell no, and we won an eight-year battle. I'm telling you right now, if you think I sound extreme about me being out there with my enforcer in hand and say, you will not come on my property, I'm mild compared to a lot of my neighbors. I'm the reasonable one. That's why I was the spokesperson. How is America going to put up with it? I don't believe America will put up with this.
Well, Dave, I'll tell you, you know, just going back to these smart meter deployments, I know a gentleman that him and his wife were in contact with me, and he is a colonel in the Air Force with security clearances. And the utilities contacted him, this is about 4 years ago, contacted him to come into their offices after hours to talk about getting a smart meter put on his home. And I said, boy, I said, his name was Tim. I said, Tim, I don't like the sound of that. But I said, don't get agitated with them and don't create any kind of a problem. Just say you'll take their information and get back with them. He literally walked out the front door of the utilities when they were done meeting with him and was met at the front door with three armed sheriff's officers with guns pointed at him. And he was down on his knees with his hands behind his neck. And I've told people, I've had several people say, I will defend my home I'll go out and stand by my meter with a gun. And I've actually advised not to do that because all they would have to say is that you threaten them and they could kill you. So, I mean, this is where we're at. This isn't the United States.
I won't be doing it by myself. I'm telling you right now. We had some public meetings. Now, remember, men, women, and children 15 years ago, we totaled around 2,000 human beings. And out of that, about half of that was children. So we're talking 1,000 people. And we would meet in a nearby elementary school gymnasium. And we would have 600 to 800 people in the meeting. I'd say that was a pretty good turnout. Any political gathering would clamor to have those numbers. I'm telling you, Virginia, my community will be out there lined up along our sidewalks. We don't really have sidewalks, though, because we're rural. But we'll be lined up on our property edge en masse. And, in fact, I can actually see people blocking the entrance to where we live. And
That's fantastic.
I'm telling you, it will get ugly out here because I know the mindset of these people. I told McCain's people, we met at the state legislature a number of times, and they just love to threaten me. And I told them once, I said, guys, I said, save your threats. The threat will be the goons that you send out to our community. I said, we have some really hardcore people that aren't used to having contact with law enforcement. They aren't going to allow anyone to come onto their property for any reason. It will get ugly.
Okay, you know, John McCain, you know, has brain cancer, and in 2008 he got into an argument with many of his neighbors there in Arizona because he wanted to put a cell tower up, and Davey got his cell tower.
Yeah, and he got his brain cancer.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the damage we do in our lives is self-inflicted.
Well, these politicians know that this stuff is dangerous, and they just aren't willing to speak out about it. I know that the Kennedy family, they knew that Ted Kennedy, that his cell phone caused his brain tumor. I do know that. It's fact.
Where did that go anywhere? I mean, did they make public proclamations, or came of that?
No, they just wouldn't speak out about it.
Yeah, because they got to play the game to stay in the elite circles. You know, I've got a congressman out here in Virginia. His name is Paul Gosar. He's a dentist by trade. This guy's fantastic. I've had a couple of private conversations with him. I've had him on my show a number of times. I know one of his staffers very, very well. And I got to tell you right now, he ain't going to tolerate this either. He's one of the 11 congressmen that signed a document saying the DOJ needed to investigate Hillary, McCabe, and Comey and throw them in jail. And this guy absolutely takes no nonsense from anybody. These people aren't going to be able to do this, Virginia. I do not see this happening in a lot of neighborhoods because of the resistance they're going to get. I get emails daily citing new research on 5G. Every day.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And it's incredible. I mean these millimeter waves. I mean, these things, they're going to be pulsed waves, folks. I mean, they're anywhere from 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz. Now, these don't penetrate buildings or plants, but this is the reason they want to put up so many of them, is so that they don't have to worry about that. They can make sure that people can download their information and get it quicker than normal. And that's going to be where we're going to have to push back with this stuff, and because, you know, these devices are getting more and more dangerous as well, Dave.
Do they understand V for Vendetta?
I saw that film. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not a vandal. I don't engage in that kind of opposition. But I'm telling you, a lot of my neighbors, a lot of people I know, they'll do. You put one of those on their property, they'll dress up like Bozo the Clown, and at 2 a.m., they'll come and take it out. And they'll say, oh, gee, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm telling you right now, Virginia, this is going to be opposed.
Well, these are the people that are well-informed, and this is the problem. You know, if we can't get these other people to understand what's going on, well, that's what's scary. I mean, here in Fort Collins, I've talked to so many people, and so many people don't care, or a lot of them are even tied to this industry, and they can't say anything. So
then they need to be exposed.
Incredible.
They need
right.
to be exposed.
Right.
They need to be called what they are, traitors to the human race. I've got a gentleman who lives two doors down from me, and we do a lot of holidays and stuff together. Great guy. I'm not going to mention his name or where he works because I don't want him to get persecuted. But when this guy goes to work, and he works about 50 miles away down in the city of Phoenix, he's always sending me pictures of the new 5G towers. And I'm not going to say he's obsessed with it, but he's on top of this. I can't believe he's alone across America. There are a lot of people like him. And I've had neighbors tell me, Dave, I heard you on your show the other night. And, you know, not, a lot of people out here listen to the show because they know me. But they'll tell me, hey, I heard you talking about 5G. Dave, I'm not letting them do it. And I hear this all the time. Now, you're in a bad place. Fort Collins, Colorado may as well be right next to Moscow or Beijing.
Right.
Or Havana.
Right.
I mean, I said this during this, during the Stacey Lynn fiasco where her kid was stolen from her. I often said, I don't know if Fort Collins is closer to Beijing or Moscow. And so you're in kind of a bad place to mobilize. But Virginia, you've got to recruit an army of people, and you've got to get them aware and active to fight against this. In fact, you know what? We need to arrange for Paul Martin to interview you on that Johnstown radio station that reaches right into the city.
Right. And, you know, Dave, I have gotten hold of a lot of groups now. I've got a group of individuals in Boulder, and I've actually got some doctors here on hand here in town. So, and I do. I just stay active. I go to city council meetings. I pass out literature. I pass out flyers. I mean, we have to do this. This is Tom Wheeler. He used to be the head of the FCC. He said that this 5G was the last frontier, folks, the last frontier. And they will kill us with this if we don't get it stopped.
Well, I've been doing some reading, so you can fact check me on this, okay? So this is the Virginia Farber fact checker. I was told by an ex-RSOF gentleman, well-connected, he told me that the least of my problems is going to be the device that they put in my front yard that radiates cancer-causing waves into my home. He said, Dave, they're making plans now on these low-Earth satellites to make it planet-wide, and they won't need any communication towers at all.
Right.
You know about this?
Project Loon. Google is planning on, starting next year, they want to deploy 100,000 low-orbiting balloons that will beam 5G emissions down onto the planet. And, of course, Iridium Corporation. I mean, there's several other corporations that are planning on doing the same. So this is why we've got to get it stopped. There's actually an organization called GARDS. I can't remember what it exactly stands for, but it was Global. It's about radiation in space. So if anybody wants to look that up, it's called GARDS. And also, Josh Del Sol, the producer of Take Back Your Power, has the In Power Movement. It's IN, In Power Movement. And they are getting NOLs. These are notice of liabilities that will, you can fill these out, send these into your local reps, and put them on notice individually that they can be sued for harm. So this is what we've got to do. We've got to mobilize yes. and get this stuff out.
That's what needs to happen. These people need to worry about their backsides and protecting it. And Virginia, you have my permission to anyone who's involved in these movements that you think is credible and would need help with publicity to give them my phone number, have them contact me, and I will give them airtime and I'll give them coverage on my website.
Perfect. I would love to do that, Dave. And I've got several people I could have you contact, so that would be great. And I'm just telling you guys, this 5G stuff, I mean, it's really, really bad stuff. I mean, it can actually cause burns on your skin. It can cause pain to your skin. It can cause the proliferation of cells within your skin. So in other words, it can start causing stress hormones and things like that. It can cause cancers. I mean, you just don't want to have anything like this around your house. It causes all kinds of problems with your heart, your heart rates, your stress levels with your heart rate and your variability with that, and all of this stuff, and arrhythmias. And also in the film Take Back Your Power, I was telling people the other day, they actually show a portion of this where they show the clumping of all the red blood cells in your body when you get near a smart meter. And these things are going to be just as bad as a smart meter. So anyway, when you hear about these clumping of the red blood cells, this creates the thickening of the blood in your system. So it makes it harder for your heart to pump this blood. And so this can cause, then we're getting into high blood pressure. I've talked to several people that have had troubles with their blood pressure that have never had problems before in their life. And this is why, Dave.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm wearing a Fitbit here that I've got. And my resting pulse when I sit around and doing nothing is usually like 70. That's the average. And since I started talking about this right now, yeah. it's up to 84.
Yeah. Yeah, it does that to a person. And it's just, I started all this back in 2009, and it has just proliferated so quickly and has just gone wild. And we've got to get this stuff stopped. I knew back in 2011, I went over on the SDSU campus and I had flyers and I made all these posters. And I realized, Dave, that these kids would all take pictures with their cell phones. But I think literally I got in my car one of the nights that I left the campus and I just put my head on the steering wheel and I started crying. I thought, oh no, this is way bigger than me. And I knew then that we had a huge problem, and it has just gotten that much worse.
These satellites you just referenced, and yes, my contact did say Google was behind it. Is this also what's behind Bill Gates's announced intention to put 5,000 satellites into space? Is he part of this too, or is that about something else?
Of course he is. He's all the same players. You've got Qualcomm. You've got the Iridium Corporation. You've got all of these same big, huge companies that want to get in on this action and get all this stuff put up around the, it's going to be literally around the globe.
Wow, this is really scary, scary stuff because we're under attack. But here's the obvious question, and I ask this of everybody that I talk to about this technology who's in the know, like yourself. What about the purveyors of this technology? They have children that go to school where they have Wi-Fi. They go to the malls where they have Wi-Fi. How are they expecting to escape this terrible scourge that they're putting on the rest of us?
Well, oddly enough, my wonderful microwave expert that calls me every few months, I talked to me about this, and he said these people have no soul. These people, he said, they don't understand. They don't understand the parents' love for their child. He said they don't even like themselves. They don't like their own kids. They said that these people sit back and they love to watch this stuff go on.
You mean they're Satanists?
Yes. Absolutely.
Couldn't you hesitate just a second before you answer a question like that?
No, it's just pure evil. I mean, it's just pure evil, and the suffering that's going to come about, Dave. And you know, they're expecting our cancer rates to soar. They're already bad enough, and there's a reason why. There's absolutely a reason why. We've got to quit buying into this. You know, you don't need Wi-Fi. You don't. You know, a lot of people have to have cell phones. Go get a flip phone, you know, and then make it to a pay phone or make it to a, you know, a landline phone and do the majority of your business on a landline phone. I mean, this is what we have to do. And as parents, we've got to stand up and tell the schools to get Wi-Fi out of the schools. And, you know, that stuff's even gotten more dangerous, Dave, because it's directional Wi-Fi. So if your kid's sitting in a class, and there might be 20 kids in the class, but if your kid is sitting in that line of sight with that Wi-Fi, they're getting blasted all day long, and you don't know whose kid. Unless you've got a meter, you don't know whose child is being blasted by it.
I would almost think the effect on the brains of these children would be greater because their brains have more plasticity because of their age, which means they're forming, they're growing, they're developing. So is this worse for kids than adults?
Well, Deborah Davis, she's the head of the Environmental Health Trust. I flew out to San Francisco back in 2010. She wrote the book Disconnect. And we talked on the phone, and she told me, actually, boys are a lot more susceptible to all this stuff, Dave, because the myelin sheathing around their brain doesn't fully develop until their mid-20s, so it doesn't harden until their mid-20s. And so that's why boys are a lot more susceptible to this stuff. And that's what worries me because, you know, then we're not going to be able to reproduce. And the kids that are reproduced are going to be so DNA damaged in the future.
See, I think that's one of the goals of this. And I know that sounds very conspiratorial. I got my tinfoil hat on. But, Virginia, when we look at the social justice warriors on our campus, let me give you an example. The University of Texas declared masculinity to be a mental illness. I kid you not. There was a professor that came out the other day, and I'm sorry, her university escapes me, but she said that women should hate all men regardless and should refuse to have sex with them. And, you know, this is the kind of anti-male sentiment that we're seeing, and it seems all to be designed to keep the genders apart so they don't procreate. And you're saying here that this technology affects male reproduction more. Do you have any details on how that happens? Is it about sperm count? What is it?
Well, it's just, you know, male's makeup is just completely different than a female's. You know, like I said, their brains don't. That's why girls seem like they're more mature when they're younger, because the boys' brains do not mature as quickly. But their you know, their brain tissue, their myelin sheathing is softer, and so this is a concern. And then, of course, the boys always have their cell phones in their pockets, so it causes testicular cancer, and it does cause sperm damage. I've actually heard from some of these experts, you should have your cell phone out of your pocket for at least 4 to 6 months before you decide to ever have a child, to even try to conceive, because you will have a child that is DNA damaged. And then I also think that this also, with all this damage, you know, you're going to have all these kids with all these problems, so then the pharmaceuticals will, you know, have a heyday with making all kinds of money off of it, too.
There you go. I was sent a video, a research video out of Germany, and it was sent unsolicited because I have talked a lot about 5G. And what it showed was really interesting. Now, first of all, I have to tell you, the evidence they showed was not conclusive, but it was meant to be representative of bigger research. So before people criticize me taking this as research, I'm not. I'm just explaining they use this as an example to talk about a whole host of subjects under controlled conditions. So here's what I saw. They had someone that did not have any cell phone contact for 1 hour. They took a blood sample from this person, and they showed the activity of their blood flow after 1 hour of non-exposure. And then they had the person handle the cell phone and do the normal things that people would do with a cell phone, and they repeated the test some hours later, immediately after cell phone contact, and they showed that the blood flow was restricted, the blood didn't move the way it was supposed to. And of course, the implication is this could be really bad for your heart valves and hearts and so forth. But also they showed that lymphocyte T cell production went down. Well, that's cancer. And in particular, it was being linked to breast cancer in women. And I really, this got my attention, because I thought this research being representative of a larger cohort was very, very telling. I guess I want to know this. Why aren't universities doing research, in your opinion, that like what I saw being sent to me from Germany?
Because it's just like the tobacco industry. They don't want the funding for it because they want to push this agenda. And this is what's going on, Dave. And the sad thing is there are so many studies, and they've all come out with to humans with this stuff. And I just heard that it's really, really hard to prove in a court of law, you know, because certain people will die of different types of cancer than another one, yet they've had the same exposure. And it's going to be a hard thing to prove. But, you know, the evidence is coming our way now, and it's becoming overwhelming. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed with all of it. And, you know, we just have to keep hoping. And like I said, they just have too much going on. If anybody had seen everything I have been researching on the internet, you could see exactly what I'm talking about. They've got these DEW weapons. I was just reading these directed energy weapons. You know, folks, a lot of these cell towers out there are part of this system. They are weaponized, and you know they can do weather modification with all this stuff, and it's all to control us. They can create clouds. They can create rain if they wanted, or snow. I mean, and so all this stuff is just they've got too much at stake not to keep this going.
Wow, this is incredible. When I look at the totality of this, I have to say, since there's DNA damage, let me talk to you about something that you may have no opinion on, you may have no knowledge of, but you just put the thought in my head. We're talking about damaging people at the DNA level. Why is it that we're seeing all these commercials, send us your DNA, we'll tell you what tribe you belong to? Do you think it's related?
Yes, and I will never give somebody, voluntarily give them my DNA. I actually advise people not to do that, because they can, I personally think, Dave, that they can use this, they're going to put this all in a data bank, and they're going to have they don't have enough information about us. This is all going to go to a world data bank somewhere, and you know, they can use this stuff in decades over time against somebody within a family, and so I would never allow that to happen.
What do you mean they'll use it for decades against a family? What's your fear?
Well, you know, if somebody's committing a crime or something, you know, they go back and sometimes they'll find a hit with DNA, and it'll be from some family that's out there that probably doesn't have anything to do with it. But, you know, they will just do this, and they will keep all this stuff against us, and they will know everything about us and know everything about our illnesses and everything else. I just don't recommend that anybody do it.
Interesting you'd say that. Well, yeah, the insurance companies would love to get a hold of your DNA so they can decide how much insurance you should pay based on the risk factors for health down the road. That's one thing. I agree with you on that. I know a lady, and I'm not going to get specific because I don't want to ruin what she's doing, but she's in the process right now of writing a science fiction novel in which the human race is purposely wiped out, but they've collected all the DNA. It's kind of like Noah's Ark. And then they repopulate the Earth in the image of who the power brokers are. Isn't that interesting concept based on what we're talking about?
I think it's probably fact. I mean, that probably is really happening. You know, who knows? Like I said, this microwave expert has talked to me, and he goes, you're 50 years ahead of the average person. And he says, I'm 100 years ahead of the average person. you know, and he talks to me about these microwaves quite often and about these hurricanes that are a bunch of nonsense and all this stuff. But, you know, he's told me, you know, 10% of the population, Dave, will not be harmed by any of this stuff. And the rest of us will all probably perish or become very ill from it. And so I wonder if that's the same thing. Are these going to be the people that will they will create their elite class from? I don't know. I've wondered that as well.
Wow. All I can say is I didn't think we'd get into the science fiction realm here, but this is maybe where science fiction meets science reality. I took what she had told me as a writer, and I just said, that's a really, because she ran it by me. She said, Dave, don't give it all away. She goes, you can say this much. And so I've kind of revealed as much as she said I could reveal. But she said, it's really interesting to me how they're collecting everyone's DNA. They want blood samples. They're doing it at birth. And she said, they're destroying our DNA. And she mentioned 5G. And she said, and if they put these satellites in space, because I told her what I was told about the satellites by Google. And she says, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. She said, that just furthers my hypothesis. This is downright scary.
It is. It's very scary, Dave. And this DNA, I absolutely believe that this is all part of it as well. They want to create a certain class of people. And, you know, there's going to be slaves, and then there's going to be people that will work under these people. And, you know, the rest of us are just going to be gone. We're just going to perish. And that's basically what I think. I think that that's what their agenda is.
Well, that's,
I've always said that. I think Agenda 21, I call it control of the population. That's why you have the bike lanes and the mass transit and everything, and population control. They want to get rid of us.
You know, I'm thinking of a quote. I can't remember who said it now. It was a globalist out of the UN. He talked about mankind being human pox, and he said we need to get rid of the scourge called human pox. And then Ted Turner said, how did he put it? We need to reduce the population by 500,000 to 500 million, 90% reduction in population. So
right.
They're kind of telling us in their own words. In fact, what did Prince Charles say, I want to come back as a virus and wipe out 90% of humanity. And Jacques Cousteau said, for the good of the human race, we need to wipe out 90%.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this military industrial complex is going to get their way if we don't get this stuff stopped. I mean, that's basically where we're at. This stuff, Dave, is all coming from the colleges. And, of course, it's the grant money. And I remember Dr. Stan Monteith, he wrote a book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, where grants would bring this country down. And boy, everything that he wrote in that book is coming true. And these colleges, everybody, our cities, our counties, they're all hooked on this grant money that they get from the federal government. And of course, see, this is why our federal government is broke. And they take this grant money and then they put in all these different, like smart meters. And I just found out 2 weeks ago that Fort Collins put in smart meters in 2013, approximately 67,000 of them. They just replaced 30,000 of them because they weren't communicating properly. And they charged each of us $322 for those meters back in 2013. And an analog meter cost no more than $25. So, and we're going to have these reoccurring costs over and over and over again. It's going to take us down financially.
So they're making us pay for our own demise.
Correct. And I've said that about, see, and it's the same thing with cell phones. You know, I don't have a cell phone. I haven't had one since 2008, and I think like the most popular expensive one was like $200, and I've heard that these things can cost $800 or $900 now. Plus, I don't know what you have to pay every month for a phone bill, but I think to myself, people are paying these horrendous amounts of money to kill themselves. That's to kill themselves, and probably the people around them too.
Well, Nikola Tesla, in 1999, using the concept of energy grids and free energy and something called hyperdimensional physics, lit up a house in Capitol Hill in Denver from where he was at near the Broadmoor area in Colorado Springs. And the elite eventually would reject him because he was the darling boy scientist at the time. Because he said, I can send free energy anywhere. You don't need wires. I used to tell this story, and people would laugh at me, Virginia. Oh, Dave, there you go again, fantasizing. And I said, what is it that you have right there on your hip? Oh, that's my cell phone. I said, it doesn't have any wires, does it? No. I said, all you need is a sender and receiver, correct? Yeah. I said, same technology. And so we look at this now. We don't need to be charging an arm and a leg. We should be getting free energy to our homes. The cell phones should be nearly free. I understand you have to have, like with your electricity, you have to have a power base station, and you have to have something similar with cell phones. But they don't need to be charging all that they're charging for this. We're getting price gouged to death. And the sad part is, we're paying for our own premature death.
Right. And Josh Del Sol, the producer of Take Back Your Power, also has had videos on this where they're actually suppressing free energy, and they're actually suppressing some of this energy. They can get cars that can travel 100 miles an hour and emit nothing. So they're just suppressing this because they're trying to push this agenda with all this dangerous stuff. The windmill farms, they are creating ground currents that are making people sick. The solar farms, you have to be really careful with solar. Those can make you, the panels can make you really, really sick. The smart meters can make you really, really sick. The electric cars can make you really, really sick. I mean, this whole thing is just a big scam, and they're spending billions and billions of dollars on this renewable energy. And number one, it's not reliable, it's not secure, and it's not safe. There's none of it that's safe. So we've got to push back on this stuff, Dave, and go back and start demanding that they release some of this energy creation that's free or that's a lot safer.
I got a neighbor down the street who we've known for years and years and years, and we hire him occasionally to be Mr. Fix-It. This guy's like the original MacGyver. Do you remember that TV show?
I didn't watch it, but yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, Richard Dean Anderson always got out of jams because he could fix stuff. Well, that's my neighbor. And he actually got his home utilities to the point to where he was paying less than $15 a month to our public service company. They contacted him and accused him of criminal activity, and he says, no, I'm just basically off the grid. It's my own stuff. I don't interface with your equipment whatsoever. I just don't need your equipment. And they said, it is a requirement that you take Arizona Public Service. Can you believe they're saying that? Because first of all, the government can't require you to purchase anything.
Oh, absolutely. They want everybody on the grid. And actually, in some of the other states, Dave, like Colorado, if you get solar, you're going to get two smart meters.
What?
Wait.
I can't let that one go by, Virginia. I'm totally solar here on our home. So if I were in Colorado right now, you're saying they'd put two of these cancer-causing devices in my house?
Correct. And I've also heard that Oregon, and there was one other state, that if you got off the grid and you had if you were creating so much energy through your solar, that they decided only 30% of what you made you could put towards your bill every month. So this is how they're going to stall a lot of this stuff. They're going to stall so much of people think they're going to get off the grid. And then, like I said, Dave, I've actually heard from some of these EMF experts, you have to be really careful with solar because you can create, we're talking again about the dirty electricity that can come onto your home wiring. Basically what dirty electricity is it makes your home wiring a huge antenna. So you're just sitting in this huge antenna all day long. And so it's really, really dangerous. So I tell people to be very, very careful and really research before you do any kind of solar.
Can you explain a little bit more about what you mean by dirty electricity?
Well, it's basically what it is they put the currents on the from these smart meters, for example, will come in and it comes in on your house and there's something with the switch mode power supply that's part of it too, but it just creates to where all your wiring in your walls, it creates what's called dirty electricity. There's a fabulous book, it's called Dirty Electricity, and it's by Dr. Sam Milham, and he wrote that, and it was released in 2010. Now, just to let everybody know, Sam Milham is very, very involved in all this stuff, and he actually testified in Arizona last spring that smart meter emissions affect the human heart 100% of the time. The frequencies will affect the human heart 100% of the time, and he's actually working with an attorney up in Seattle right now, and he knows about all this stuff, and he knows about the windmills and all this stuff, and Dave, they're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on this stuff, where, you know, we've got some of these coal-fired plants. There's one here locally called the Rawhide plant. And we've driven by that several times, and there's nothing that comes out of those smokestacks. They've got scrubbers and everything anymore that just keep everything so clean. So I don't know why they're going down this path.
Virginia, one of the things I've always wondered when I look at communities that are compromised by Agenda 21 principles, and I wonder, how were these communities chosen? Are you able to answer that question about Fort Collins?
I actually found, Dave, that Fort Collins signed on to Smart Growth in 1995. And I literally think, Dave, this is just my opinion because I've been keeping an eye on certain people around town, that they bring in people and they groom them to be put into these positions, and then they start pushing these agendas.
Who's they, and how do they get the power to install and uninstall people?
There's a certain, we have a city manager right now that got in right, you know, just a couple of years after this was all signed on. And then, you know, what I found out, Dave, is, you know, they only let people get involved that know what's going on. I have actually found documents. There's something called the Brindle Group here in town. And I found documents from 2014 with, they actually advised the city citizens advisory committee, and they also advised the Fort Collins sustainability group. And I'm really keen on this. I'll watch city council meetings, and just before Christmas or Thanksgiving, when most people are busy, is when they will pass their most horrible, horrible agenda items, and the most expensive too, by the way. But these groups, this Brindle group in town, actually states in some of their documents, it says, remember, you speak for all Fort Collins citizens. And so we have to watch and do your research and see who these groups are within your city. And I just think that we are so controlled by this. And then we've got Colorado State University. And, of course, we've got Bill Ritter there. And Pat Stryker gives money to them. And she helped do the energy lab. And so, you know, you get billions of dollars and you get lots of grant funding coming to these schools to push this stuff.
You know, I look back on the Stacey Lynn situation and I can see why they stole her child to slow her down. Bill Ritter, the outgoing governor of Colorado, appoints Julie Field, who was a lawyer for the IMF and the World Bank. She never did any child custody. Friends with Pat Stryker. They had, actually, when she came in our judicial application, she used Pat Stryker's business address on her judicial application. She gets appointed. She steals Stacy's kid because Stacy's doing anti-Agenda 21 presentations. Man, it's one nice little cozy family you got there in Fort Collins.
Well, if everybody wants to know, Pat Stryker owned Solyndra Solar and Abound Solar, and actually Donald Trump brought this up during the debates, and he said, we've got to quit these bailouts of companies like Solyndra Solar. The U.S. government bailed out Solyndra Solar, which is Pat Stryker's company, it's Stryker Medical, to the tune of over $500 million, folks. And so now, you know, we've got all this going on. And I was telling Dave, we've got something in town called Bohemian Nights, and that should be coming up in July. And of course, everybody knows about the Bohemian Grove. Well,
yes.
If you look on the website, there's something called the Bohemian Foundation. And if you look into that, if you look at the top, you can see there's links to the Soros Fund and all this stuff. So it's like watching everybody go to the slaughter.
Well, no. You're talking about Pat Stryker there with the Balanced Solar and Solyndria. She went to the original inauguration ball for Obama. Coincidental that she got $500 million for her failed company. And then, of course, I was told by many people that she, and she's willing to come on, I'll give her equal time, but I was told that she mentored under George Soros. So what you're saying here, this is nothing that's surprising to me, and this is the undermining of an entire community, and they're saying to you, you will have Agenda 21 whether we like it or not, and if you don't like it, we'll have politicians bring in judges that will steal children of advocates who will oppose you, which is exactly what happened with Stacey Lynn.
Well, the court systems are all controlled here, too. So everything, basically everything in this town is controlled, Dave. So, you know, it's just a really dangerous place to live. And also the Rockefeller family is involved here, too. And I've wondered why so many times, but, you know, we've got a lot of resources. We've got a lot of water. And, you know, that I think that has a lot to do with it.
You're the northern gateway to the Rockies, and north of you are embedded foreign troops that will turn you in. They have anti-EMP communications equipment that you in. I've published pictures of them, as has Paul Martin. We've received them from intelligence sources, had them confirmed by our experts, and you're sitting there as the gateway to the Rockies, where just north of you, all this clandestine activity is going on that I've documented. That's why I would suspect they chose Fort Collins. But Virginia, my friend, we are out of time. This hour went way too fast, and we're going to have to keep getting updated by you. And I really appreciate you sharing the ins and outs of Agenda 21 in your community, because it's coming everywhere, and it's good for people to hear this. So, Virginia, thanks so much for joining us. It's been very informative.
Can I say one last thing?
Of course.
I sent you this the other day. Folks, LED lights, there's a new study out. LED lights cause melanoma skin cancer. This is the most aggressive and the one of the worst cancers you can get. Do not get LED lights. But thank you, Dave.
You have a pilot program up there, and we'll have to develop that on another occasion. But I know that Fort Collins is doing a pilot program with LED lights. I guess they want everyone to be blind to their corruption. Virginia, thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. To everybody else, we'll be back in hour number two with Paul Preston. Stay tuned.